Welcome back to the Narrow Pod Between Pages, where we read The Narrow Road Between Desires page by page and then talk about it. This is page number 138. Reich looked thoughtful for a moment and then brightened. I can get one from Aunt Sally. Bast fought the urge to curse. He'd forgotten Sally's older child had declared they didn't care to be called Mika anymore. They were Gret now and had been drinking hearth and tea. Oh, two women in the house is certainly adequate, Bast slightly gilded the word with disdain. If that's all you want. But the charm will be stronger if the needle comes from a house with a lot of women living in it. The more the better. Reich looked up for another moment, searching his memory. Riddle Creel has two daughters, he mused. Dobbs living there now too, Bast pointed out. A house where no men or boys live. But where a lot of girls live. Reich stood there, dripping, slowly running through the options in his head. Finally, he brightened. Old Nan, he said. She don't like me none, but I reckon she'd give me a pin. A needle, Bast stressed. And you have to borrow it. Bast watched the boy's eyes narrow and quickly nodded. She has to lend it to you. You steal it or try to buy it off her, it won't work for the charm. He raised an eyebrow at the boy. Also, I hope it goes without saying that you can't tell her what you truly need the needle for. That's the page. I'm Joy.
I'm Patrick.
And I'm Bill. Yeah, I need to borrow a needle so I can have my dad kind of not killed, but gone forever.
just got to chase my dad off a little bit. Don't worry about it. This whole thing is interesting. I don't recall exactly what it was, but I think that there was Reich's aunt or whatever, but the reason wasn't that the child was now trans, which seems to be what it is here.
Yeah, that's definitely not what was in the lightning tree.
And it was just like, oh, I think it was just went to, oh, two would be fine. But yeah, that's interesting.
Harson T, I think that's also new.
Yeah, I did a quick Google while you were reading, and nothing came up other than people discussing this book, so I closed it to avoid spoilers.
That's funny. I assume it would be something that women drink.
They were Gret now.
We have seen Gret before, right?
Yes, Gret happens appears earlier, I think.
Mm-hmm.
There's a typo on this page, at least in my book. Bast watched the boy's eyes narrow. There's not multiple boys. It's a boy possessive, but there's no apostrophe there. That's all.
Where is this?
What does that mean? Oh. In the bottom paragraph.
Boy's eyes. Yeah, I guess that should be an apostrophe. Boy's possessive. Interesting.
I always see too many apostrophes everywhere. Like, everybody's putting an apostrophe where it doesn't belong. Like, hamburgers, 99 cents. Like,
that's whose hamburger? Whose is it?
The hamburger has 99 cents. Why are you putting that on your food truck? But in this instance, we need one.
Yeah, that's funny.
Anyway, yeah. That's not really important. It's just... If you edit this book, fix it for the next version.
Damn it, fix it. Yeah.
Why do you think it has to be a lent needle?
Part seems real to me. Like, that's a real requirement. I don't know. It's just part of the charm. We don't get a real explanation, I don't think.
I would have thought it maybe is not quite so significant, except he does specify it has to be a needle and not a pin, which does imply that maybe there's some consequence to this thing rather than just anything that's borrowed.
I It has been a little bit now since I've read this part of The Lightning Tree, but I remember thinking that maybe the charm was not so consequential, and whatever Bast does to Reich's father is really what keeps him away. But
yes.
So this part might not even, this might be a whole, wholly a distraction.
Like all of it's a ruse.
But yeah. I'm not completely sure on that.
It's not clear to me either. Although it is funny that the boy doesn't know the difference between a needle and a pin.
Boys don't sew, that's for women.
I was trying to remember. So just thinking about what we know from The Lightning Tree. I mean, the real reason his father goes away permanently is because Bast breaks up the still and makes it so that Crazy Martin is 100% going to kill his father one way or the other. So his father runs, right?
Right. Yeah. So Bast breaks up the still and somehow convinces Crazy Martin that it was Jessam, Reich's father.
Right.
Is the impression that I got that's not explicit on the page?
Right.
But that's the impression that I got.
Same.
And so
why not both?
That there is a charm that keeps him away and also physical consequence to keep him away?
Well, how do we know that Bast broke up the still and the charm didn't cause Martin to go ransack the still?
It's Martin's still. Sorry, you mean Jessam?
I mean Jessam.
Yeah. That's possible.
That could be.
I mean, I don't know. I'm open to the possibilities, but I did definitely, from Lightning Tree, get the impression that Bast just set up a situation where Jessam would never come back.
Yeah,
it could be. Yeah, I also got the impression he just set it up so that Jessam would never come back, and there wasn't really, the charm was just kind of extra. Yeah. Especially because I remember the scene with the charm was like, Reich was like, well, it shouldn't be for me. It should be for my mom. And then there was a whole thing about that.
Right. And that was very sweet. We're like 2/3 through. So it seems like maybe there's a possibility we'll actually find out the answer this time instead of having it be a mystery.
Yeah, I'd like it if there was a little more knowledge about the charm and what Bast actually does.
Well, and I was interested in the charm because Kvothe gives one to that little girl to protect her, and it's not really a charm, but it seems to have that intended effect. And so I'm wondering how much Bast's intent is here versus how much it might still do the thing that he is saying it will do, and how much he knows about what intent actually implies about making one, right? Because there was nothing particularly special about what Kvothe gave the little girl. It was just some piece of something, right?
It was just a piece of metal he was
using for something. He was planning to use for something.
And then he like recited a verse from De Valora Sartani or something.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought the parallel was interesting. I don't know that I know what to do with it.
Yeah, so it could be just another useless charm, giving us another parallel between Reich and Bast.
I like that
Kvothe
idea
and Bast, sorry.
That Kvothe's charm was effective even if he thought it wasn't, because he had the intention of making her feel better. What was her name, Nell?
Yes. And maybe that's exactly the magic that Bast is playing with right now.
I'm here for that. That would be cool.
Right. There's, you know, whatever, 7 or 9 forms of magic in this world or something like that. And we've only have a few of them actually named. So maybe this
said
is
at least 8.
Yeah.
Who knows?
So maybe
what
this
means.
Is that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. So I'm, if this charm is even real, I'm willing to accept that it could need to be borrowed from a house where no men live. But it doesn't seem like it, the more women, the better makes a makes a difference.
It seems to me that it's probably just a borrowed, at most, a borrowed needle.
You think,
and the rest is just...
The rest is just a distraction.
Bass sending Reich across town to to be able to carry on trotting.
He's got to trot along.
Anything else on this page?
I think I'm okay.
Well, listeners, we will trot all over you on tomorrow's narrow page.